Praise God, and welcome to another episode of Revival Today. Today's message is keep the spirit of peace, unity. God wants to keep us united as one. I hope you enjoy the word. The message that God has placed in my spirit today is keep the spirit of peace. Turn to somebody and say, keep the spirit of peace. I believe that in the house of God, we have to understand what it is to walk in peace. You know, it's important that we understand that God wants us as people of God to represent his kingdom with the spirit of peace. So I'm going to have you turn with me to the first scripture, Ephesians. The first scripture that I have here, it's just not on here for some reason. My screen don't have it. If you turn me to Ephesians 4:3, it says, make every effort to keep the unity of the spirit through the bond of peace. That's the first scripture. And then I want you to turn me to 1 Chronicles 28:9. It says here, for as for you, my son Solomon, know the God of your father and serve him with your whole heart and a willing mind. Now, right here, the Bible says that God began to speak to him and said, know the God of your father and serve him with your whole heart. Number one, someone say whole heart. And a willing mind. See, the thing is I'm going somewhere with this word today because I'm going to break it down in a minute. Then it says, search for the Lord searches all hearts and understands every intent of the thoughts. If you seek him, I will let you find him. But if you forsake him, he will reject you forever. Now, right here, the Bible says that God said to him, first of all, he said to all of us to keep the spirit of peace. The spirit of peace. Now, when I'm talking about the scripture where it talks about the thoughts, he began to say to him, he said, listen, I want you to have the spirit to know the God of your father and serve him with what? Your whole heart. I want the generations to understand that no matter what you get or what kind of understanding you get, we have to understand that the only way you're going to grow in anything is when you learn to continue to serve God with your whole heart. Now, there are going to be times or things that occur in our life that's going to cause us to not want to serve God no more. So I'm going to talk about that today. Because that's why I started off with keep the spirit of peace. Peace does not come without a cost, church. Peace does not come in your spirit or in your heart without a cost. And too many times what we have done is Jesus said, I come that you will have perfect peace if your mind stays on me. But too many times we want the peace of God, but our mind is everywhere else. And God is trying to get us to understand that. He said, I am analyzing your thoughts. And the reason why a lot of us are not overcomers, those that are watching online, is because our thoughts are polluted and we lost our peace. Because we traded in our thoughts for knowledge. We traded in our thoughts for other gods. And God is saying that I am going to give you a real peace, church, if you learn to keep your mind on me. So right here, the scripture is saying here, where he said to him, he said, my son Solomon, know the gods of your father and serve him with your whole heart and willing mind. Too many times we're not willing, church, so we have another generation coming up now. Instead of the desire to serve God, they see the God you serve whenever you feel like it. And the reason why is because they see in the church there's no peace. People can't get along, and people don't know how to speak to one another or know how to encourage one another. And God is saying, I'm watching your thoughts, and you're saying, why am I not reaching that level of peace yet? Because God is saying, your mind is everywhere, but I'm on him. So we're not on Christ. Our mind is on everyone else's business. And God is saying to the church that I want you to know that we have to live by faith. But most of all, we must have a willing mind. It says, for the Lord searches all hearts. Turn to someone and say, he searches my heart. He searches your heart. Say, he searches your heart too. And see, and so he says, if you seek him, he will let you find him. But if you forsake him, he will reject you forever. He will reject you forever. Now, there was an issue going on with the disciples because they were men of God. And they, you know, when Jesus first came, he went to the disciples. And he said, listen, if you follow me, I'm going to make you fishers of men. I'm going to teach you how to fish for souls. How many of you want to win souls? You see, we got a lot of people out on vacation right now. I want to let you know right now is that God wants you to understand that there are souls that are waiting on you, church. But what the church is doing is we're getting caught up in trying to figure out who's greater than the other. And so the Bible says that the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. So we got to pray for the harvest that he bring forth more laborers. So the Bible says that this is a need that's even going on in society right now. And what we're seeing is a gospel of no peace. We're seeing things on TV, and we're seeing activism. We're seeing all kind of spirits, and we're seeing conservatives and liberals, and none of them represent the kingdom of God because nobody has the spirit of peace. So God is saying to the body this morning, I need you to wake up. How many are ready to wake up spiritually? If you're ready to wake up spiritually, understand that God is watching your heart. So right here, the disciples were hanging out with Jesus, and they began to fight among themselves because they wanted to know who's greatest. They wanted to know who is the one that you are going to bless the most. Who's the one that you're going to use more than the others? And this is how Jesus began to speak to them. He said this, if you turn with me, to Luke 9:46 and 48. And it says, an argument started among the disciples as to which of them would be the greatest. Again, Luke 9:46 and 48. It said, an argument started among the disciples as to which of them would be the greatest. This is NIV. And Jesus perceived their thoughts of their heart. So Jesus looked into the thoughts of their heart. Check that out. So now the disciples, when Jesus met the disciples, he knew that they were fishermen. He knew that they were just ordinary people. Turn to someone and say, ordinary. Right now among the church, we all want to be so spiritual and so like, oh, I'm a prophet. I'm a pastor. I'm this, I'm that. And Jesus went to the ordinary. He went to the fishermen, those that just out there doing their job. Too many times the saints want to do everything but their job. And Jesus went to the ordinary man and began to bring them into the kingdom. And the Bible says he said to them, he said, follow me and I'll teach you how to be fishers of men. So now they have followed Christ for a while. They hung out with him. You know how sometimes you hang out with your buddy? Hey, man, what you doing today? What you doing today? You going to go play ball? Okay, I'm down. Oh, you're going to go hang out at the movies? Okay, I'm there. So they begin to follow Christ. They said, Jesus, wherever you go, we want to be. So they became close and intimate with him. And right here, they begin to argue among him and started to say to him, who's the greatest? So it says, and Jesus, perceiving their thoughts and their heart, he took a child and set him by him and said unto them, whosoever shall receive this child in my name receiveth me, and whosoever shall receive me receiveth him that sent me. So right here, the Bible is showing that Jesus took a little child and brought him up and said, I know you can read and write. I know you wrote books and you have great studies. But he said, unless you receive this child Unless you have a mind like this, where your mind is a type of mind that understands that I don't know how it's going to work out for me. I don't know how it's going to come through for me. But I'm going to trust him because I have that kind of mind that I'm going to say, regardless of what the world says, I'm going to trust in Christ. How many of you are ready to trust the Lord with all your heart? That means what? Lean not to your own understanding. Guess what? The more understanding you get, sometimes it gets in the way of God making a way. Because sometimes we want to know everything. And God said, I'm already working it out in your favor. So the disciples, they began to fight and murmur and complain about one another because they want to know, Jesus, we want to know what position are we in. Yeah, you see how we get sometimes. We get saved and full of the Holy Ghost, and we get into doctrine. We get into formal godliness instead of knowing how to live right and how to serve God with all your heart, learning how to trust him in every situation. So Jesus had to straighten this issue out. And that's why I'm telling you, church, right now, when it says go into everything with a spirit of peace. Churches are falling apart all over the place. And don't you know, that's why homes are falling apart? Because nobody knows how to talk to anybody. Everybody wants it for themselves. Everybody wants to do their own thing their own way. They don't want to seek the counsel of God. And God is saying the only way you're going to finally have peace is talk to me. Give God some praise. Hallelujah. And it says, whosoever shall receive me, receiveth him that sent me. So the thing is, Jesus said, I'm tired of you trying to receive these great men. He said, you receive me. You say, if you receive me, you receive him that sent me. Who sent me? God. God is working some things out in your life, church. And guess what? You don't know the pecking order yet. And because you don't understand that God is ahead of your life, you don't understand that Jesus is ahead, and you don't understand that God is going to put the body in position. You know, when the Bible says that the Spirit came to Ezekiel and said, what? He said, will these dry bones live again? When the Spirit came to him, he said, will these dry bones live again? Guess what? He said, then prophesy to them what shall be. Some of us are dried up and down out because we've been spat on, because we've been talked about, because we've been looked at different. And then Jesus is saying, but you're not allowing yourself to be prophesied to. Will you live again, church? Too many of us are down and out and no longer have spiritual strength because everything we're doing is for ourselves. And the Bible says we're not to love the flesh. The gospel of peace is a foundation to where God is trying to take the church again. How many are ready to get the spirit of peace in your life again? See, guess what? You can't really enjoy life until you learn how to smile. You know, there's too many of us that don't know how to smile. Now, I know, as a matter of fact, now that I mentioned smile, check this out. All of you that already took the COVID shot, who took it? Raise your hand. If you want, you have a choice. You can take your mask off because they have loosened some of the restrictions. We've done this only because of the rules. So those of you that haven't taken both of your shots, you have to wait, okay? But we will get there. We will get there. Reason why I'm talking about a spirit of peace. Someone say spirit of peace. I broke that out on y'all intentionally because you know the church is fighting about masks. The world is fighting about masks. You know, I had ministers get up and leave and said, I'm not coming anymore because I got to wear a mask. I said, as long as the rules say that's what we got to do, then that's what we're going to do in this house. Too many times we have grown up in a society where no one knows how to be under leadership anymore. And this is why Jesus was talking to disciples. It doesn't matter, church, if you run and feed the sick and take care of the poor and do all this stuff and don't have unity. Because unity, when I started off the word, I said, how many want to see a miracle again? So the Bible says we must come in one accord. Say it to somebody, one accord. Turn with me. We're going to go on. And at the end of that scripture, what it says, for he that is least among you, the same shall be great. So Jesus made it clear when he brought the child forward, he said, you're trying to be great in what you can do. But the way it looks in the kingdom, he turns it all around. And he said, I don't look at your ego or your pride, but I look at who you are, and I look at your thoughts, and then I move you forward. And so the disciples, they begin to fight one another because they had a good cause, they had a good reason. Listen, we've been hanging out with you for a while. We need to know who's who. And the reason why the church, the people don't want to receive the church is because we're so caught up in trying to get position. And even in a home, guess what's happening? We're fighting with one another, even to killing one another, even to never talking again. And God is saying that he's a God of peace. If he said, I came that you may have peace and may have life, guess what? He doesn't want you stressing about your family members. He wants you to learn how to just walk in there and love somebody in spite of. Instead of trying to tally and put together a whole list of what they did wrong to you, the Bible says to forgive 70 times 7. So he said, you don't have enough forgiveness in one day to give. And then the thing is that God forgave us, and he constantly keeps on forgiving us. And we can't forgive our brother and sister in the Lord. And God is saying, when he began to speak to the disciples, he said, unless you can receive this child, none of you are great. So he was resetting their attitude, their mind, the way they thought about things. And God is saying to this house, as he develops us and grows us, because, you know, so many are coming. We just open up after the pandemic, and God continue to bless us. Give God some praise. Because he didn't have to do it, but he did. Turn to someone and say, he did. Because it's all about God. If you turn me to Luke 9, 49 and 50, John said, answered and said, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and we forbid him, because he followed not with us. And Jesus said unto him, forbid him not, for he that is not against us is for us. You see how he stopped them from, you see, every time the disciples came up with a reason not to get along, Jesus shut their mouth and said, hold up, stop it. You stop it. Church, God is talking to his people right now, and he's saying to us right now, get rid of your thoughts that don't have the spirit of agreement. And the reason why is I'm going to show you this is, how many of you remember the day of Pentecost? When the Holy Ghost showed up. When the Holy Ghost showed up, guess what? The Holy Ghost didn't show up when there was a big party with 5,000. The Holy Ghost showed up when they all came in one accord. Sometimes you're trying to get with the masses instead of getting with the faithful few, because God said you have to be in one accord in order for him to do a mighty work in you. And the Bible is saying to the people of God and saying to each one of you, how many of you want to go higher in the Lord? If you want to go higher in the Lord, what are you going to do about it? I'm going to go to that scripture. They were going to wrap it up. I want you to go with me to, and it says, Luke 49 and 50, and John answered and said, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and we forbid him, because he followeth not with us. And Jesus said to him, forbid him not, for he that is not against us is for us. In the next scripture, can I have my reader read? We're going to read Acts 2, 1 and 4. And this is where it's talking about today. Of Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost showed up. And I'm going to wrap it up with that. Go ahead and read. See, right there, the Bible says they were what? And where? So you see what I'm saying here? When you come into the house of God, too many times we come with everything outside of just giving God the glory. We come with all kind of other issues. Like the disciples, they had all kind of other things going on because they were positioning themselves. But God is saying, when you come into the house and you want to see miracles and great moving of the Holy Ghost, we have to come in one accord. That means we have to release some things when you come in. Yes, release them problems behind you. Drop them off at the door when you come into Holy of Holies. Give God some praise. Hallelujah. So go ahead, on the day of Pentecost. See, so this is a particular day. On this day, this is what happened. See, so right there, I want you to see how the rushing mighty wind came and filled the whole house. So it was a wind, and it just came in. And now you see how it says, as a fire, and one sat upon each of them. Now, guess what? I want you to see this. The Holy Ghost has the ability to sit upon you, 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 and you. So that's why he says, serve the Lord with gladness. If the Bible says work out your own salvation, because it's about you. So when they were in one accord, they didn't know that they were going to get the Spirit for themselves. See, they came as a group, and they had one mind, but guess what? The Spirit sat upon each one that was in accord. And that's where the miracles show up. Because when you're in one accord, this is why the enemy doesn't want the church to be one. It doesn't want the church to learn how to get along, because the enemy knows the power and authority you have in unity. And I want to declare to you right now that you're not dead. Your bones shall live again, but you have to prophesy to your situation, and you have to declare it that God is still able. He's still more than enough for you. Hallelujah. Give God some praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I need you to understand, there is situations going in your life. There are things that are dragging and holding you down, but you have to know how to speak to it. What's going on in your heart? God wants you to assess your spirit, assess your heart, and pray about it. Say, Lord, I surrender my heart unto you. I haven't had a perfect peace because my mind and my spirit is on everything else. And I'm trying to find a way to become something. And God's saying, be like that child. Just get in my presence and trust my word and see me make a way. When God makes a way, no man can cut off your resources. I'm going to ask you all to stand. They all were filled with the Holy Spirit. Someone say they all were filled with the Holy Spirit. Now go with me to Colossians 3:13-14. It says, bear with each other and forgive one another. If any one of you has a grievance against someone, it says, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which builds them all together in perfect unity. See, so why don't you want to put on love, church? Why aren't we putting on love? Yeah. Why aren't we putting on love? What's your excuse? The disciples' excuse was, who's better than the other? The disciples' excuse was, they're not with me, so I don't like them. I need you to understand that your breakthrough is going to come in your life.
Praise God, praise God. God is trying to keep us with the spirit of unity. So it's time to be unified as a body and as a church. Love your neighbor as yourself. Again, we want to say thank you for checking us out on Revival Today. We're located at 1850 Elm Street, Manchester, New Hampshire. If you'd like to give to our ministry, please sow a seed by going to any houseofpraisenep.org, and you can click give and you can donate to our ministry. I hope to hear from you and see you again. Again, with Sunday morning at 10 a.m.